Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy, Deacon Tracy Odom. Welcome to the Barbershop and welcome to Brothers to Brothers. Again, I am your host, Deacon Tracy Odom. I hope everyone is having a blessed day. Let's get right down into it. First, we're going to start off with a prayer. And then we're going to read the scripture. And then we're just going to get into it. Our Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. God, we thank you for keeping us in our right mind. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. God, without you, God, we are nothing. God, cover everyone that's on this line or on social media listening, God, or whatever is not like of you, God. Please, God, send your angels of deliverance, healing, and love and compassion. God, let me decrease so you can increase. Holy Spirit, have your way. God, I thank you for all the brothers that's listening. I thank you for using me to bring a message to your people, to your sons. God, we know, God, we need each other because without each other, God, we can't do what you called us to do. God, give us the strength and the wisdom that we can do what you call us to do and be who you call us to be, which is great. I thank you in the name of Jesus. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. The scripture is Proverbs 27:17, King James Version, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeth the countenance of his friends. Again, Proverbs 27:17, the King James Version, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpeth the countenance of his friends. Again, this is your boy Deacon Tracy Odom. I'm glad to be here again today. Again, thank you to the ones who came out to listen, the ones who hear. God, I thank you, and let's just get right down into it. Again, brothers to brothers is where men can come together and encourage each other to show love and support to each other. We know that we as men sometimes let our pride and ego get in the way without reaching out to another brother. As you know, we said last week when we did introduction that some men think it's we are being soft when we reach out to another brother or when we express how we feel to our wives, girlfriends, or anybody. Is you know, some men think it's not cool to express your feelings or say what's on your mind, and we know that God has called us to be great. God left us in charge of the land, and he want us to be the priest in our house. He want us to be the husband in our marriage. And he want us to be the priest so that we can lead our family into lead them to him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, let's just get down into it. Today's topic is, as I was sitting back, I kept trying to figure out what I was going to talk about. And the Holy Spirit laid on my heart. The topic today is, I got your back. And the scripture is coming from, again, which is our foundation for brothers to brothers. It's called Iron Sharpened Iron. Again, this same scripture was given to me as for the foundation of this show called Brothers to Brothers. Again, the Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the continent of his friend. That's the King James Version. The NIV Version is, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. What I'm getting out of this, and I'm just saying, you know, this is where the Holy Spirit led me to do. Again, the topic is, I got your back. And iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the continent of his friend, Proverbs 27:17. We know iron is real strong. It's very supportive. It's made out of metal that you can, we use iron to sometimes to help build buildings, roadways, bridges, because we know it's a very strong element. It's a very strong metal that is strong. It takes a lot to bend iron. And we also know that in the human sense, we need iron in our body for our bodies to be strong, for our organs and stuff, for us to work in harmony with our heartbeat. In the American English definition of iron is something hard, strong, rigid, and unyielding. And we know as men, we don't have no one we can turn to as brother-wise, but we should know that we can depend on the Lord. And again, as I was sitting here thinking, okay, God, help me with a topic. And I know the show is about brothers to brothers, trying to encourage other men to be there for other brothers. But the Holy Spirit also said, the Lord said, I got your back. So just imagine when you don't have that brother there to support you, you have to understand that the Lord has your back as well. Again, we're talking about the scripture, Proverbs 27:17. It says, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the consonants of his friend. And we know the best friend that we can ever have that will never leave us, that will never turn his back on us, no matter through the good times and bad times, they will always be there. And that's Jesus. We have to understand, we have to have a relationship with him. And even with our brothers, this is how, you know, we know that we can count on our brother. It's that we, you know, with friends, we have to have a friendship. And let me see. I got the definition of friend. It's a noun. One who is attached to another by affection, one who entertains another, sentiment of esteem, respect, and affection, which leads him to desire as company and to seek to promote his happiness and prosperity. Opposes the foe or enemy, a friend loveth all times, Proverbs 17:17. That says, a friend loveth all times, and a brother is born of adversity. Let me read that to you again. For friends, Proverbs 17:17, the King James Version, it said, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We know that family don't have always have to be blood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We have to understand that if you really look at sometimes our friends do more for us than our family will. I'm just keeping it real. That's what I'm saying when it says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We know we're going to have some ups and downs when it comes to our blood. We're going to do, we just going to go at each other's throat. I'm just going to keep it real. That's what we're going to do. But what we're getting at, and the topic is, I got your back. And God is telling us, no matter what, who turns their back on us, who leave us, who talk bad about us, it says what a friend is. Again, I'm just stuck on this Proverbs 17:17. When we're talking about a friend, Jesus is our friend. A friend loveth at all times. We have to understand that no matter what the situation is, we have to understand what that word friends means. Because true friends, like the word says, Proverbs 17:17, it's a friend's lover at all times. Good times, bad times, when hell or high water, when the flood is coming through, when the storm is coming, when you in the midst and don't know what to do, I got your back. That's what a friend does. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ does. Jesus should be our best friend. Now, if he's not your best friend, you have the opportunity to build a relationship with him. You do. So don't waste your time on other things and not giving him some time to build a relationship with him, because as it says, one who is attached to another by affection, one who entertains for another sentiments of esteem, respect, and the affection which lead him to desire his company. That's what a friend for. You know, and I'm not saying that us men cannot be friends. It don't mean affection of us being like man and woman. No, affection is mean we being close, we being tight. We know each other ins and out. We know what each other don't like and what they do like. We've been there when that person was down and out, when they needed somewhere to turn to. This is what affection means. It's not always mean and sexual, because that's what Jesus did. We have to be affectionate with him. Get into his word. Love him, because his word is going to cover us. He loves us so much he gave his only begotten son. We have to understand it. That's what it says in the Bible. A friend loves at all times. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've done, who said this or who said that, if that person is your friend, your true friend, they're going to love you at all times. It even comes to when you're in a relationship or you married, your spouse is supposed to be your friend. They're going to love you at all times. No matter what the situation is, they're going to love you. Now, if they're your true friend, that's what Jesus is. If nobody else want to be your friend, always remember that Jesus is your friend. This is what the topic said, I got your back. And this is one thing that us men fail to do. We, you know, people going to say, oh, y'all, they gay, or they fuddy-duddies, or they punks because they have a tight relationship, and it's loyal, and it's the affection of that relationship is because they tight. They know each other. But it's different when another woman has a tight relationship and she's affectionate, not saying it's sexual, that she's affectionate, that her relationship with her girlfriend, her best friend, is strong. It's okay for them to have a tight relationship like that and nothing won't be said. But as soon as two men have one of them strong relationships like that, the first thing people want to do is judge them and put them in a category that they are not. Again, the topic is, I got your back. This is what Jesus is telling us. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the consciousness of his friend. So when Jesus sharpens us, he gives us his wisdom. He gives us his love. He teaches us how to love one another. He teaches and tells us and gives us instructions how to be that man that he called us to be. Like I said, the American definition for iron is something hard, strong, rigid, and unyielding. And being strong and being that person that's bustling, but the Bible said, in order to make yourself better, there is a mutual benefit in making others better through mentorship, fellowship, and leading. And this is where we come in, where to me, this is what I'm saying, what the scripture said when it comes to iron sharpening iron. This is how us men come together as brothers, through mentorship, through fellowship, through leading. There's nothing wrong with us having that affectionate friendship. I have six guys that we have been friends for almost 30 plus years. And I never known us to fight. We've been mad at each other, but to throw fists and turn our back on each other, we done been through a lot, but we always been there for one another. We never turned our backs on each other. How often do you have people like that in your life besides Jesus? The Lord knows who should be in our life when it comes to friends. We have to put friends and associates. Whew, thank you, Jesus. That's a difference. Like I said, the Bible said a friend will love you at all times. An associate won't do that. It's just like when we was coming up, I'm going to use me for instance. I had a car. And my dad told me, you will know who your friends are when you don't have no gas in your car or your car break down. You going to know. And he won't lie. When my car broke down, no one was there to give me a ride. That's sad. But I'm just telling you what the Bible said about friends. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Again, the topic is, I got your back. We got to look at it this way, in both ways, from brother to brother. That's the name of the show, brothers to brothers. And we got to look at what Jesus is saying. He's saying, I got your back. When your associates turn their back on you, I will always be there. And it just sticks in my mind. It just sticks on me when it says in the Bible, Proverbs 17:17, it say, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Now we got to understand, it's a difference again between friends and associates. Because I just gave you the definition, what the Bible said, what a friend is. Now, if you got those ones that you call friends that don't love you at all times, then they're not your friend. And I did something. How do we sharpen others? First, we had to show genuine care for people. Two, provide clear expectations. Three, engage in regular, honest conversation. Four, we have to praise in public and correction in private. Ooh, that's a good one. Five, discover and develop people's strength and passions. Here we go, number six, build a genuine relationship. Seven, share the credit. Eight, speak vision and possibilities into people. And this is what I got your back. Now, if they, again, just stick with me, Proverbs 17 and 17. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. What I just read to you is how do we sharpen others? This is the same way that the Lord, he sharpens us. He shows genuine care for his people. He provides. If you have a relationship where you can see the provide clear expectation. Engage in regular, honest conversations. Because you can sit down and have a conversation with the Lord. That's when the Holy Spirit kicks in. You can have a conversation with him. He understands. Praise in public and correction in private. This is what a lot of people don't understand. Why is it hard for us to give the Lord praise in public, or praise our friends, or praise our spouses, or praise our children in public? Because if somebody that we know is real close has done something awesome, there's nothing wrong with praising them in public. But when it's time for correction, let's do it in private, because everybody don't need to know. If they done something, we don't need to bash them on radios or on TV or out in public. That's not nice. When something like that, that's it between you two, and you do it in private. Because if you really look at it, ain't that what the Lord do? He don't bash us out in the public. That's not him. Now, this is how we help each other, or how we sharpen each other. And if you really look at it, these eight things, it's the same way that Jesus does us. We have to discover people's strength and their passion. Because if we true friends, and if we friends like what the Word says in Proverbs 17 and 17, discovering and develop people's strength and passions. We need to know our friends' strength, so we can push them, so they can be pushed into that, push them to do what's passionate to them. Because again, iron sharpens iron. Proverbs 27:17 says, in the King James Version, it says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. The NIV Version says, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And we got to understand this is how the Lord sharpens us as well. You want to know how he sharpens us? How does God sharpen us? The Holy Spirit convicts, and the Word of God sharpens. So we got to understand, this goes for me too, and when I done something wrong, the Holy Spirit has got me for it. But the Word of God sharpens. This is where, when the Word of God sharpens us, we have to build a genuine relationship with Christ. We do. Seven, we have to share the credit. If we know that someone had pushed us and helped us get to where we get, why not share the credit? Because we didn't do it by ourselves. This is when Jesus, even Jesus said, I got your back. This is what we do when we go through a testimony, when we've been through something and God has delivered us from, for what we do. We share the credit. We let people know who brought us through. Then number eight says, speak vision and possibilities into people. Now, if we said we friends, we already know what the Bible says about friends in Proverbs 17 and 17. A friend loveth at all times. Don't get mad at me. That's what the word says. Speak visions and possibilities into people's lives. Because if we friends, we're going to love them at all times. I even said, men, when you're married or you have a girlfriend or you have a fiance, this is what it goes there to. A friend loveth at all times. Those eight things that I read, that's how we sharpen each other. That's how we help one another. That is the same way the Lord help us. And I just read to you that it was a question. It said, how does God sharpen us? The Holy Spirit convicts us and the word of God sharpens. And what it means sharpens, it means to make sharp. It means that we on our P's and Q's. We own point. It's just like when you sharpen a knife. When you sharpen a knife real good and it's time for you to cut that meat or cut that bread, you have no problem because that knife is sharpened. That's what the Lord is trying to do. He's trying to have us sharp. That anything come at us, why are we cutting it down? Anything that's not like him, why are we sharpening it? We knocking it down. Then when it comes to sharpening, our mind is on point. Our mind is so focused and on point that a lot of things can be going on, but we can still hear his voice. That's good. But this is goal for us as well, man. This is how we help each other. This is what Proverbs 27 and 17 means. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the consonants of his friend. Let me find the definition of consonant. Because we're going to go back. We're going to do some more on this next Wednesday. This is good. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Consonant is a noun. Latin means whole. Literally, the contents of a body, the outline and the extent which constitutes the whole figure or the external appearance. It's the look on your face when someone says to you, the joy you have on you. You can tell when somebody is happy. You can tell when somebody is when the Lord blessed them. Because if you don't know, they have a glow. You can tell when the Lord has done something or showed himself to somebody, it's a glow in their face. It's a glow that you know. Because if you know the Lord, like you say, it comes with the gift. You can discern when they don't have something. You can always tell when somebody's sad, mad, angry. That's the consonance. You can see it's the expression that you have in your face. But see, when iron sharpens iron and we are there for one another, this is when you see the joy, the happiness. It's just like when the Lord does what he does. You see the joy, the smile. Whew, Lord have mercy, that 30 minutes has gone. But this is what it is. We're going to get back on this. And I'm trying to tell y'all, it was a lot. it was a lot that the Holy Spirit had dealt with me on this. I'm so excited about next week. We're going to finish up on this next week. I got your back. Go and read Proverbs 27 and 17, the NIV and the King James Version. The King James Version, before we go, I'm going to read it to you again, and I'm going to read Proverbs 17 and 17 so you can really understand what a friend is. Proverbs 27 and 17, King James Version. It says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 27:17 NIV says, iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And my favorite, wait a minute, I'll find it for you. Proverbs 17 and 17, here we go. Proverbs 17 and 17, this is the King James Version. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We just got the definition what the Bible said about a friend. A friend. A friend. There's a difference between friends and associates now. We can say everybody is our friend, but then when it comes down to when a storm comes, hell or high water, you having problems in the relationship, real friends are there at all times. Love us at all times. That's what Proverbs 17 and 17 said. Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to finish up on this next week. To the ones who, I prayed it, to the ones that listening on, that came on and listened, pray that this word was good to you, because it got me excited. I can't even wait till next week to finish up on this, and I hope and I pray that the Holy Spirit give me more to bring next week, because this is what we need. He's saying, I got your back. When your associates and your family, they turn their back on you, Jesus is saying, Jesus, God, Lord, the Holy Spirit is saying, I got your back. Proverbs 17 and 17. Lord have mercy. I just can't stop reading that or telling you. It said, a friend loveth at all times. Stop telling everybody is your friend. A friend loveth at all times. A brother is born for adversity. Next week I'm gonna break that down to you as well. Thank you, Holy Spirit, what adversity is. We're gonna go back over this again because it's good. It's good. If you missed it, Lord have mercy. You can go back and listen to it. When it get posted, I will let you know. I'm trying to get things together where I can put it on a certain platform so you can go and listen to it. It didn't got me excited. But again, Proverbs 27:17 says, it says, iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. And consciousness talk about our expression. Boy, I tell you, I done got myself excited about this. But I am excited about I got your back. Again, this is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, for the hottest blog talk radio show, The Barbershop, and this new show is called Brothers to Brothers. Man, this was good. Well, I wish I can go on, but my time is up. Again, I thank you for all the ones who listen in. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. boy, I felt like I done preached to the congregation. Like you see, if don't nobody show up, I'm gonna preach like it's a house full. Boy, I tell you this, like Brother Devin used to say, get gooder and gooder. Boy, I tell you, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Whew. Man, this is so exciting. I can't wait to dig deep into this. So this is, I got your back. I got your back. That is what Jesus is telling us today. I got your back. With that being said, I thank you. God bless you. Bless you and your family. Again, stay tuned for next week. And you thought, I know what next week gonna be look like if that didn't even get to off the first page. And I got 3 pages of this on this one topic right here, but I know deep down the Holy Spirit is gonna push out some more. Again, y'all gonna get mad at me, but I don't care. Proverbs 17:17 says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. How does God sharpen us? Take this with you. The Holy Spirit convicts us, and the word of God sharpens. Sharpen and sharpen thee to make sharp. Think about it. Think about it. Again, I'm your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the hottest Black talk radio show. It's the Barbershop featuring a new show, Brothers to Brothers. If you're on the site, follow me, please, and share. Calling all men. Don't fall into that trap with the devil. Don't want you to listen to stuff like this because we need each other. In these time of day, everybody need one another. And we need Jesus. Like the topic said, I got your back. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the hottest Black talk radio show featuring Brothers to Brothers. Take care. Be blessed.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together like this. That's it. We're going to have good old church. Can I hear the guitar, please? Come on. A little bass.